It is Rise FM mid-mornings with myself, Letlamo Letsane. I did say a bit earlier on that we are going to be joined by SASOS spokesperson Lesiba Seshoga. And he is live with us, Mr. Seshoga. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much, Letlamo, and to the listeners.
When we speak about SASOS, there might be a couple of people who are listening to us right now and not know what it's about. So I think that would be the first appropriate question to ask. Tell us about SASOS.
SASOS is an acronym for the Community Schemes Ombud Service. We are a regulatory body. We are a Section 3A entity of the Department of Human Settlement. And our main mandate is to regulate community schemes. When we talk about community schemes, a lot of people will get a little bit confused and say, what are these community schemes?
Yeah.
But we are talking about estates, retirement villages, share block schemes. We are talking about sectional titles. We are talking about all shared living arrangements where people live in estates, in different kind of estates.
Yeah.
So we regulate that. We help approve the rules for those estates. We train the trustees and the people who run those estates. But more importantly, we also run a dispute resolution service for people living in those estates, because quite often there are conflicts and fights in those estates.
Yeah. And now, I mean, most people that would then say, you guys have had different offices in different provinces for quite some time. Why was it so important? Why did you guys think now was the time for you guys to come to Mpumalanga?
Well, we originally had three offices, one in Durban, one in Centurion, which is the Gauteng head office, and one in the Western Cape. But we had since conducted a study that will tell us where the majority of the estates are. And Mpumalanga also came tops that it has got a rising number of community schemes. And therefore, we felt we need to have a contact office in this part of the world.
Uh-huh. And you know, a bit earlier on, you were speaking about disputes. Now, there are a number of disputes that people could have in their different communities. Do you guys assist with every type of dispute?
Yes, we assist with every type of disputes. There are what we call behavioral disputes, and there are financial disputes, and there are all kinds of disputes. And I will give you a practical example. If you go to KZN, there is what is called the Zimbali Coastal Estate. It's a large estate between the sea and the bush, and the animals living there. And then you have disputes that come from there where people say, well, I have been living in this estate, but I want to slaughter a cow for my ancestors, and the rules are not allowing. And so they come to us and say, this is unconstitutional, what is happening, how can you assist us to resolve it? We had disputes like at the Blight, where people bought a lot of houses there, and they are renting them out to visitors. And then the body corporate sit down and say, listen, we've now made a decision that we no longer want people to rent it out. And eventually they bring those disputes to us to resolve, because they then say, well, the developer want to build a hotel because there is an ocean or a sea that they've built there as well. So you want to build a hotel, that's why you want to stop us. They bring those kind of disputes to us and we help them resolve.
Just before I let you go, Mr. Seshoga, a message that you have to stakeholders that may be here today, to the community at large.
I would like to say to all of them, we are here at last. We have been hard at work for the past 2 years to establish regional offices, satellite offices. We have established one in Balito, one in Polokwane, one in George, and we are eventually here. So come make use of this office. It's not cheap to go to court when you have a dispute. In any event, if you go to court when you have a dispute, the courts will say to you, go back first to the CISOs before you come to us. So we are actually a platform of first instance.
Absolutely, we love that. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, and thanks to the listeners.
It is Rise FM mid-mornings, and we were speaking to the CISOs spokesperson, Mr. Lesiba Seshoga. It's Rise FM.